Now, you see that if you were a very, very clever practitioner, wouldn't it be very, very interesting? All you would have to do is take this basic question, how does it seem to him, and couch it in 1,000 different guises. Always pointing straight at this one, that we want this individual to discuss exactly how it is. We want to know about it. We want to know how it is. And we don't want any romance. We don't want any embroidery. We don't want any alteration so as to get our sympathy. We don't want any super pressure on us so that we will do something. All we want to know is how it is. You don't think that takes a clever auditor? Believe me, that does. Your preclear will sit there and he will say, oh, my mother is so terrible, she beat me, and so on. And I associate this with a time when my little sister read a book on sex. And that associates with it, and I see his piano with that. And you'll say, have you ever been psychoanalyzed? Well, yes, as a matter of fact. How does it seem to you now? We've gotten that one out of the road. See that? That's quite an interesting thing, quite a fascinating thing, to watch a preclear come into cognition, not recognition, because he probably never knew it before. You see, recognition would be, I knew it, but I forgot it. Conditions exist through him, around him, above him, below him. Considerations exist of which he has no cognition. These have come into beingness without any understanding whatsoever on his part. He's never seen them before, and yet they're right there. And so what we're interested in is cognition, looking at it. And we want the as-isness of any and every condition which this fellow has. How does it seem? Now, exactly how does that seem? Oh, you wanting to repeat it again, huh? Well, now let's look that over again. Now, you say you have this feeling like there's a tight band around your throat. Well, how is it now? Oh, it's unfeeling. There's no feeling in that area. Well, is that the same as it was? Now, how is it? Well, is that the way it generally is? You know, you've got to throw the dunnage in to keep up the communication line. Well, you say it's rather sharp pains in the vicinity of your throat. Well, now, is it like that often? Well, now, how are these pains? Do they go around to the back of your neck? Oh, the whole back of your head's numb. Well, how is that? How does that seem? Is it numbed right down to your hair roots? Well, you don't know. Well, how does it seem not knowing about it? Well, that's fine. Well, do you like that? I mean, it's good to have the back of your head completely missing that way. No, you don't like that. Well, now let's take your throat again. You say you've had this condition for some time. All right, now, do you get a sort of a continuousness about that throat? Get that other hesitancy. I mean, does it go on and on? Oh, you've got it checked. Well, just how are you checking it there? Just how are you checking it? And you're preclear, the first thing you know, saying, well, there's nothing wrong with my throat. Back of my head's perfectly live. If he doesn't know the formula of what you're doing and he doesn't track with it at all and he doesn't know any Scientology, if he does know Scientology, by the way, it works like mad. He can't prevent it from working. If he doesn't know anything about this at all, you will not just appear to be a priest. You will appear to be a very, very magical sort of priest indeed. He will already become a priest the first time that you all of a sudden have turned pain running live all over his body. I mean, you're somebody there, you're possibly a witch or something. Lord knows what you are, but You have ceased at that moment to be entirely human as far as he's concerned.